Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Live phones are open here. Of course, you can bring up whatever is on your mind. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Ian, Matt, and Bonnie in the studio tonight, kicking off the third hour. Phones are actually really busy here this hour, but we will do our best to get you on the line if you are wanting to talk on the radio tonight. We talked about Ukraine, the situation there, reading propaganda from both sides. You make up your mind what's actually going on. It's probably something that is not even being talked about. But that, the People's Convoy in day number two, they're still out in Arizona. They're planning on being, I think, northeast Arizona today for the night. They're basically going to drive through New Mexico because no one wants to stop in New Mexico. And then they're going to have their third night. It's going to be in far west Texas. So that's the current plan. There were over, I would say, over 1,000 people to welcome them in to northern New Mexico, or sorry, into northwest Arizona last night. Just an incredibly successful ride so far, and it's only just getting started, with their destination being March 5th, targeting to arrive in Washington, D.C. So this thing's going to keep going, and there already are tons of supporters. There's photos on their Facebook group today as they're riding through Arizona. They say almost every overpass is packed full of supporters.
That's cool.
Waving with, like, humongous American flags and things like that. So there's definitely a lot of support for the People's Convoy. Their website, thepeoplesconvoy.org.
Which makes no sense to wave an American flag when you're protesting against the government.
Yeah, but these are people, Bonnie, who haven't given up on the U.S. government yet. They still believe that it could somehow be constitutional, that it could somehow, you know, go back to the Constitution. That's what a lot of these people want to happen. In fact, that's the official statement from the People's Convoy, is they want the U.S. government to adhere to the Constitution, which we know
is ridiculous.
That's never going to happen. There's no chance that that's ever going to happen. But if you want to comment, you can join the show here. The number is 603-283-6160. We've got Stephen in Tennessee. He's regaling us with a story of his arrest in Georgia, the town in which you grew up, Stephen, where it's small enough to where you know who the cops are, that kind of thing. And you and a friend of yours were guilty of putting up signs in public places in town, and the police confronted you about it. You were in the middle of that story, and you had demanded that the cop call his sergeant, knowing who he was going to call in, and that was kind of where we left your story off. So can continue, please.
Yeah. So Garrett Cook threatens me a bunch, and I said, here's the deal, bud. We've had bad blood for like 15 years. Now, here's the difference between me and you. I'm able to get past my issues. I told him, I was like, what I think you need is what I needed when I came home from Afghanistan, and that's a large amount of therapy and a really big bowl of weed.
Good advice.
I think it's solid advice, and I didn't mean that, like, as a douchebag thing to say. Sorry if I'm not a bad
word.
Yeah, you
did. And that's okay.
I wasn't trying to be hateful to the guy.
No, I didn't think you were trying to be hateful. But it definitely was it definitely is a spike at a cop, right?
Like kind of a backhanded
Well, it's not a spike at a cop, it's a spike at somebody who thinks that because they're a member of the system, they're untouchable. And I thought when I was walking around the desert with an M4, I was untouchable. Mm-hmm. Let's forget about the fact that I'm not really in the desert, I'm in somebody's backyard. And let's forget about the fact that I'm not really protecting freedom. I'm just blowing up their property.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot that you have. When somebody comes home and they realize the travesties they did, I'm sorry, they need therapy and weed and maybe shrooms.
Yeah, shrooms. Shrooms are a good plan.
And so me and him go back and forth, and the entire time I'm putting signs out, and he's threatening to tase me. And I told him, I was like, look, man, I'm not raping anybody. I'm not murdering anybody. The jail's not taking me. And he writes me a bunch of tickets. He throws them at me. I refuse to sign them. He threatens to arrest me. So he writes me a ticket for not signing the ticket. And so a few months later, I get a phone call. At this time, I'm living in very northwest Georgia, essentially Chattanooga. And I get a phone call from a friend of mine in the middle Georgia area. And he said, hey, an old friend of mine, he said, hey, I don't know what happened between you two, but Derek's put out a bunch of warrants for your arrest. They're coming for you. And I said, who's coming for me? He goes, everybody.
Wow.
Derek is telling people that you threatened to kill him. And so I wouldn't be surprised if the FBI and GBI come for you. You need to turn yourself in before you get shot.
Oh, my God.
And so
that's why you always need to record your interactions with the cops.
Absolutely.
Well, and so I called the GBI, and I said, hey, am I on your list? And he said, yes, you're on our list. I said, cool. I'm not telling you where I am. I am telling you in the next 72 hours I'll turn myself into custody. And he goes, it needs to be more like the next 12. I said, all right, I'm contacting my lawyer. I've given you my word on 72. Let's see where this goes. I contact my lawyer, tell him what's going on. And my lawyer says, all right. And so at the time, I was doing a lot of stuff with Adam Kokesh. And so my lawyer immediately starts watching those videos. And I've talked about this on that show before. He tried to keep me from this same cop tried to keep me from preaching on a particular Christian service.
I want to try to speed this story up. I know you've got a lot to say, but we don't have all night to tell the story. So can you try to compress this down?
I turn myself in. I spend 6 months in jail. I spend 6 months in jail.
Wow.
I go to court.
On what charges?
So I go to court on terroristic threats, conspiracy to overthrow the government, and conspiracy to kill a cop. And my lawyer comes in with stuff to give you an idea of how far back this goes. Messages from MySpace where this same cop, when we were in high school, was threatening to kill me in high school.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
Brings all this evidence. The DA immediately stopped. The next day, they bring me back into court off the calendar, and they offer me a deal. And I said, if the deal's not, you give me $1 million and let me kick this dude between the legs. The answer is no.
Nice.
So they go ahead and they release me, but they release me on probation. And so the state of Georgia is still in a state of emergency because of COVID. So I don't get a jury trial because they're in a state of emergency. So I go to the probation officer, and they say, hey, you've got to sign these documents surrendering your rights as long as you're on
Hold
probation.
On a second. I'm not a convicted. So you haven't even had a trial, and they're putting you on probation?
Yes.
That's weird.
So this is basically pre-trial restrictions.
Yeah.
Okay.
And no. They refuse me a trial because of a state of emergency. We're under a judicial state of emergency in the state of Georgia.
Uh-huh.
You don't get a trial unless it carries 20 years or more.
Wow.
That's the way the law is written.
Okay.
So
state of emergency. So got it. No rights.
No rights. And so I go to my probation officer, and she says, you have to sign these documents. Say, and this is not a state officer. This is a private company that gets paid to do this.
Hmm.
And I said, I'm not signing rights away. I'm not signing away my right to vote. I'm not signing away my right to own guns. I'm not signing away my rights. She said, well, you have to, or else. And I said, or else I just walk away. And I got up and I walked off. A warrant was filed for my arrest. I went back to the judge. I explained to the judge, I didn't do anything wrong. This is a misdemeanor charge. They're not treating me as a felon. She says, fine, we're going to release you. And we're going to take away all these conditions. I said, cool. I show back at information. They say, hey, you owe us $1,000. I said, I don't owe you anything. I'm not paying your fine.
You haven't even been convicted of anything.
I was convicted. I was just not convicted with a trial.
What were you convicted of?
Disorderly conduct.
Oh, that's right. They got rid of the they got rid of the terrorist stuff. Okay.
Yeah, they got rid of all the serious stuff. They gave me disorderly conduct.
So they convicted you without any trial?
Due to COVID.
Yeah.
I want to hear the rest of the story. Hang on. I know it's detailed here. It's crazy. We'll find out what happened here with this probation nonsense on the disorderly conduct charge that he's convicted of without there ever being a trial held. This is the kind of crap that went on during COVID. This is not, you know, an unusual story. The court system was in a, it was even worse of a mess than it.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
The first 10 amendments to our country's Constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com. From there, you can learn more about what's happening. You may click follow, share, give, and pray. I'm Vincent Finelli.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
It is Free Talk Live, and you can join us here. The number is 603-283-6160. Ian, Matt, and Bonnie in the studio tonight. And, of course, you can bring up whatever's on your mind. Coming up here in about 4 months from now, and that'll be here before you know it, It's Fork Fest 2022, the sixth annual Fork Fest happening at Rogers Campground in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire.
I'm so psyched.
Fork Fest happens the week after the Porcupine Freedom Festival. And if you want to attend the Porcupine Freedom Festival this year, you better hop too and get your tickets for the Porcupine Freedom Festival, because they are almost sold out. The campground itself is sold out at this point.
That's nuts.
And normally, Porkfest tickets don't even go on sale until the Liberty Forum, which is happening next weekend. So they're almost sold out this year by the point at which they don't even start selling tickets in previous years. So this is going to be an epic, another record-setting
giant
Porcupine Freedom Festival. Yeah, it's going to be huge.
Last year was a record, too, right?
Yeah, last year was their first ever sold-out year in 18 years. I believe this is year 19, if I recall correctly.
Yeah.
And so it's going to be a big year, no doubt about it. Head over to the Porcupine Freedom Festival website. That's Porkfest, with a C, P-O-R-C-F-E-S-T.com, to learn more about that event. And whether or not you can attend Porkfest, you can definitely attend Forkfest, which is, again, the week after. So Forkfest is happening June 27th through July 3rd. It's kind of like the after party for the Porcupine Freedom
Festival. There's plenty of room at it, and it's a lot of fun.
Laid back, lots of cool people hanging out. And if you want something to happen there, you should make it happen. It's more of the festival for doers. It's, you know, if you want to throw if you want a musical, a concert or a party or a rave or whatever, you need to throw it. If you want a poker game, bring the poker table. Bring the cards, bring the chips. If you want to have somebody cooking, maybe you should be the one cooking. So head on out, join us at the Rogers Campground. It's an amazingly beautiful place to be if you've never been before. Make this your first year to come on out. Check out the 6th annual Forkfest, June 27th through July 3rd. No tickets for Forkfest. All you have to do is just reserve your campsite. There's campsites, there's RV sites, and there's even motel rooms if you prefer that. Forkfest.party is the unofficial website. That's forkfest.party. We'll look forward to seeing you there. Free Talk Live will be broadcasting from both the Porcupine Freedom Festival and Forkfest this year. We'll look forward to it. We've got Stephen on the line in Tennessee. He's telling us about when he was down in Georgia and the small-town cops down there, one of whom he knew back in high school, who was threatening towards you in high school, apparently, came at you with some terroristic threatening charges, apparently to trump you up on a bunch of BS charges for putting up political signs around town that they didn't like. You took this to trial, or you attempted to take it to trial, but it was during COVID, so they were using COVID as the excuse to not even have trials. So at some point, they dropped the terrorist threatening charges and only hit you with, what was it, disorderly conduct and something else?
Yeah, well, no. So we get to court. I want to be very clear about this. We get to court, and I have to go through a trial where the judge is essentially the judge and the jury, against my wishes, against my will, against my rights. And the judge had enough common sense to go, okay, the video and audio we have here from the police has been heavily edited. Like, we can see that.
Wow.
Mr. McClure had a camera. And what we see here isn't him threatening at all. And so the judge forced the DA to drop the charges. The DA came at me with this deal. I refused to take it. And so they released me to probation, and I refused to sign the papers. So eventually I get picked up on violation of probation.
Okay. The thing I'm just missing here, and maybe it's just because it was COVID and they just didn't care, but you're saying they dropped all these terrorist-related charges, and then you had to go to probation. There was never a trial for the disorderly conduct?
He said there was a trial, but he didn't get to have a jury trial. He had a trial where the judge was the jury and the judge.
Oh, you had a bench trial. You had a bench trial.
Yeah. Well, I requested a jury trial, but they told me I wasn't allowed to have one because it required violating social distancing orders, and that wasn't something they were willing to do.
Wow.
But okay, so they convicted, just to clarify, they convicted you in a bench trial of so-called disorderly conduct, and was that the only conviction, or was there another charge?
That, and they tried to get me on public drunkenness, but that one fell through.
Okay, so they only got you on disorderly, a misdemeanor charge, and then they sent you to probation. Then the probation demanded $1,000 from you after they tried to get you to sign a bunch of stuff that you didn't want to sign.
So first meeting, they violate me because I refuse to sign the paperwork.
Mm-hmm.
So I get arrested. I go back in front of the judge. Second meeting, they violate me because I refuse to pay him. So the judge says, okay, here's what we're going to do. You spent long enough in. There is no fine. But you have to you have to report until your fines, until the fees are paid off. And I said, I'm not. So this probation company, they, you have to pay them the fine, and then on top of that, you have to pay them, I think it's $35 a month.
Just as like the administrative fee, basically.
As this, they call it a supervision fee. Mm-hmm. And I said, here's the deal. I'm not paying that either. So what the judge has done at this point, seeing how I've been arrested four times mm-hmm. for violation of probation, as long as I check in with my probation officer at least once a month, they can't violate. Okay.
Yeah.
The officer has, so every week or so, I send the probation officer a picture of me shooting guns or a picture of me playing tennis. And I'm like, this is me checking in, bud. Like, have a nice life.
And you're allowed to do this from Tennessee, where you're calling from? You don't have to stay in Georgia?
So I live in very, very, very northwest Georgia, which is essentially Tennessee.
Sounds like Chattanooga area.
How much more time do you have to be on this send things every week punishment on probation?
Until I pay the $105 in supervision, which ain't happening, so the rest of my life.
Oh, my God, dude. Ugh. Can you leave Georgia?
No, absolutely I can. The only way I violate is if I don't check in. And me checking in is the funnest part of my week because I mess with that.
So ridiculous.
Wow.
But I am ridiculous. Like, I'm,
no, this
I'm
is ridiculous.
Not.
This whole situation is ridiculous. Would you ever consider, like, taking $100 in pennies in there and just, you know, making them count it all just to pay it off, just
no.
to be done with this? You're really having fun with this, huh?
Yeah. And so here's where things get really freedom-minded.
All right.
Probation violation number four. I'm waiting to be released. The judge has ordered my release. They've been very kind to me, as far as a kind person can be to a tyrant, as far as a tyrant, mm-hmm. as kind as a tyrant can be. And I'm like, this is taking a really long time. And this guy walks in, and I'm already dressed out in my civvies, waiting to go. My ride's waiting on me. And this guy walks in and goes, hey, are you Steven? And I said, I don't know who you are. I'm waiting for a release. I'm not answering questions. He goes, well, you have to talk to me. I said, I ain't got to talk to nobody unless you Jesus. GBI wants to talk to me because they have found what they've called a pattern of misconduct by Officer Cook.
You're going to have to call us back another night and tell us more about Officer Cook. Thank you, Stephen, for the call. I definitely appreciate the story.
The cliffhanger's killing me.
Yeah,
we'll have to find. It's not a surprise that the officer that threatened him as a high schooler, threatened his life, as he said earlier, is a bad cop.
I bet he was hoping MySpace messages deleted themselves by now.
Thanks for the call, man. I definitely appreciate it. Definitely the kind of activists we need up here in New Hampshire. We got to have more people like that in the same place so we can back each other up. More coming up here in moments. You can share your thoughts with us. Take control of the airwaves. This is Free Talk.
The first 10 amendments to our country's Constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic an insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com. From there, you can learn more about what's happening. You may click follow, share, give, and pray. I'm Vincent Finelli.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Biden is following through after his warning to Vladimir Putin announcing even more sanctions to Russia now that they're invading Ukraine.
The sanctions we've imposed exceed SWIFT. The sanctions we imposed exceed anything that's ever been done. The sanctions we imposed have generated two-thirds of the world joining us. They are profound sanctions. Let's have a conversation in another month or so to see if they're working.
British Prime Minister Boris Johnson is also announcing financial punishments to Russia.
These trade sanctions will constrain Russia's military, industrial, and technological capabilities for years to come.
Reports say that Russian troops have seized control of the area around the decommissioned Chernobyl nuclear power plant. That area is still radioactive, and it's only 60 miles from Kyiv. This is USA Radio News. There's been a global show of support for the people of Ukraine in Beirut, in Rome, and in New York City. This demonstrator came from that country.
This is not only about Ukraine, it's about everybody out there. Please help our families.
And even people in Russia turning out by the thousands to decry their country's invasion as emotional calls for protests grew on social media. Around 1,700 people in 54 Russian cities were detained. Almost 1,000 of them were in Moscow. Hundreds of posts came in on social media condemning Moscow's most aggressive actions since the 1979 invasion of Afghanistan. Vladimir Putin had called the attack a special military operation. This was a false claim that the U.S. had predicted would be a pretext for invasion. You're listening to USA Radio News.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call right now.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Yeah! It's Free Talk Live. You can join the show here if you want. Dial in at 603-283-6160. Here tonight, you've got Ian, Matt,
and Bonnie.
Phones are open, 603-283-6160. You can join us online anytime at freetalklive.com. We got archives that go back for many years. You can easily subscribe to our RSS feeds over at feeds.freetalklive.com. We've got a few different options there. There's the full RSS of the full shows and the digest. There's one for digest only, and there's one for full shows only. You can pick the one that's best for you over at feeds.freetalklive.com. Just copy the link, drop it into your favorite podcast client, and you will receive episodes of Free Talk Live as they are released. That's how podcasts work. So head over to feeds.freetalklive.com. Back to your phone calls and thoughts. Major Payne up first, calling from Michigan. You're on Free Talk Live, Major Payne.
No, Ian, you've kept me on hold so long, I've decided I'm going to change my identity. I'm going to be Sarah from North New Mexico.
Oh, really? Well, we actually have her on hold,
well,
too.
I'm upset. I don't know why the truckers don't want to stop here. This is really rubbing my fur the wrong way.
It's out of the way. I mean, you're in northern Michigan.
She's being Sarah.
I'm Sarah
from New Mexico, dude.
Sorry. Okay.
I don't think Sarah would welcome the truckers there because they're drivers.
Yeah, no, but you're right. The truckers are going to pass through Albuquerque. They are not going to stay in Albuquerque. They're just going to drive on through.
No, nobody, even the old Mexicans, didn't want to stay in New Mexico. All right, but I called in about a couple of buried news blips. One old, one relatively newer. And the old one I'll go to first because that's more in the pertinent news reading. The other one's just a funny. But anyway, back when Putin was taking that piece of Georgia there with the Crimea, that is when he first started messing with these two eastern provinces in Russia, too, and inventing and injecting the insurgents. Okay. Well, about then, the president of the Ukraine called the Obama administration and asked them for guns and ammo. And they sent, like, canteens and bandages or blankets or something. I mean, it was just like a bitch slap.
Mm.
But that is the depth of the New World Order as far as how long it's been embedded in our government. But the Chinese have got a 1,000-year plan. The Russians have got at least a 100-year plan. We can't get two elections together to get a 10-year plan. But the New World Order has obviously got a 100-year plan.
Oh, yeah.
I'm glad the United States can't get a plan together, but, I mean, I don't know if I believe that. It seems like their plan is to follow along with the Great Reset people.
Well, yeah, the ones that are in charge are part of the New World Order, and that's why we got to kill the vipers in the pit.
Oh, see, they changed the name. It's no longer the New World Order. It's now the Great Reset. So there's been a rebranding. I don't know if you heard that.
Yeah, the Great Reset.
That's what they're calling it now. That's the new code word for the New World Order.
They're going to be calling it Tilt when it resets on them.
Major Payne, get your second story out real fast here.
All right, the second one is that the price of unvaccinated sperm has gone through the roof.
Really?
I've heard rumors. So if you are an unpoked jerk-off, you can make some money.
Thanks for the call, Major. Appreciate it. Let's talk to Bad Slave. You're on Free Talk Live in New Hampshire. Go ahead.
Coleon.
Noir, yeah.
Huh?
Noir.
I don't think he's talking.
He's talking to somebody else. Bad Slave, your chance. Going once. Going
yeah, we kept one
right, well, we tried. Sarah, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
Good. I just want to mention, remember our current Chinese president and Putin were both there at the opening ceremony of the Winter Olympics. They're like buddies.
I mean, did she say our current Chinese president?
I don't know.
Yeah, they were both there, Chinese president and Putin.
Okay.
And they're chummy, and so they're both communists. So I just think that it's really funny.
I don't know if Putin is a communist. I mean, actually, I've got a story here that we didn't talk about tonight, but the headline here is that Putin wants to rebuild Christendom. He's religious. He's a religious man.
Is he really?
Apparently. So you can't be a communist unless you're an atheist, right?
Well, I mean, the thing is that our communists now, we accept religion now.
Really?
You can be religious. Yeah. It's just kind of communism changes.
Well, that's news to me because to the communists, the state is God.
Well, then, why are they invading the NATO countries if they're capitalists?
Well, Russia's not invading the NATO countries.
Correct. Yeah.
So they're afraid that Ukraine is going to join NATO, which is capitalist countries, and that's what they're asking, and that's why they're invading.
I think that they're afraid that Ukraine would join NATO because NATO was created as an anti-Soviet Union organization, which is basically like, I mean, Russia isn't the Soviet Union anymore, but it's...
But they're acting like they are, basically, like NATO hasn't dissolved.
It's still Eastern Bloc.
Well, so if we were just a different organization, but the United States, and then, you know, this current United States took over, and there was a organization that started anti the old United States, but still existed, and they wanted to create, you know, or get Canada to join them, I think that the United States would be like, what's up with that, you know?
Well, but they want to go back to the former Soviet Union the way they were before the collapse. I think that's what they're trying to reach for.
Well, you have no basis to believe that. I mean, that's just pure fantasy and conjecture on your part.
They could do that if they wanted to. If they wanted to become Soviet Russia again, or the Soviet Union again, they could do that. Nothing's holding them back from that, so why wouldn't they just do it?
Yeah, they could become a communist country if that's what the people there want, but it turns out actually being able to eat without standing in a bread line, probably the Russian people actually really enjoy having food in their refrigerators and stuff like that, and actual, like,
choice,
you know, items that they can go out and buy in life.
Well, I mean, they got trading partners still with communist China. They're China, and then we do
business
with China.
Yeah, they're communist China, quote-unquote, But so-called communist China is more market-based now than they've, you know, than they've been in the last 40 years. And supposedly they've been moving a little more commie and a little more central controlled. But 10 years ago or whatever, they were much more market-oriented than the China of the 1980s or the 1970s.
And they did
was.
Very well for a little while there too. The freer they let
lifting people
go,
out of poverty,
lifted people
big
out of poverty
time in China. That's what the marketplace does.
Now they let people lift themselves out of poverty.
Correct. Correct.
So why are we doing business with communist China when they're friends with Putin?
The United States does business with communist China.
I'll do business with whoever's got the best price. I don't care what their opinion is.
Communist or capitalist. They don't care. That as long as they control a dollar for big business, they will do it.
A small business, so too. As long as a small business can do business with whoever they want, then that's freedom. Now, we don't have that freedom because the U.S. government imposes things like sanctions, imposes things like taxes and tariffs and regulations that prohibit people from doing business with whoever they want to around the world, which is more like communism and more like socialism and fascism, which you support all three of those things, even though you only say you support communism.
Well, but Russia is acting like a communist because they invade countries and they take over and they tell them
not
that you're going to be
communists
communist.
Invade
That's
countries.
It.
I mean, Hitler would not have described himself as a communist, and he was invading other countries. Total authoritarians are the people who will invade.
Yeah, the United States, the ones that you think are capitalists, invade other countries all the time.
Yeah, for oil. Have you ever heard of the war in Iraq or Afghanistan?
Right. Okay, I'll fight with you tomorrow, you guys, okay?
Okay, Sarah, bye now.
Okay, bye, Sarah.
The number here, if you want to join us, 603-283-6160. There are communist warmongers. There are quote-unquote capitalist warmongers. Whatever ist you are, you're a statist. If you're going to war, if you're stealing from people to fund your militaries.
If you're claiming that you are a group called a government that owns a huge land mass and you get to tell everyone that lives there what to do.
You're a statist. You're an authoritarian statist in that case. I don't care what your, you know, commie capitalist flavor is, whatever you want to just describe yourself. Just get out of my business. Leave me alone. Leave my friends alone. Leave everybody alone. Leave the truckers alone. Leave the people alone who want to be left alone. And if you want someone to tell you what to do, then you can call up Joe Biden and ask him to tell you what to do. It's free.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunnybay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Free Talk Live, phones open here. The number is 603-283-6160. In the studio tonight, you've got Ian, Matt,
and Bonnie.
Looks like a headline from earlier that I missed. This came out late this afternoon. Male citizens of Ukraine between the ages of 18 and 60 are prohibited from leaving the country.
Oh, God. 60? They're going to make 59-year-old men go out there and fight?
Well, that's what it sounds like.
Yep. That's according to the State Border Guard Service, being reported on Twitter by @breaking911. So, in case you hadn't heard, there are a bunch of people trying to get the hell out of Ukraine, understandably, going to Poland and other neighboring countries. And so now they're saying if you're a male, you're not going to be able to leave.
So they're going to sacrifice a bunch of their own male citizens instead of just saying, okay, we just will not be militarized. And
you're referring to Putin saying that they could end this, the Ukrainian government could end this conflict by simply saying they will agree to be a neutral country, that is to say, not join NATO, and that they will disarm.
Being a neutral country sounds great.
Indeed.
Especially when you're connected to Russia. Like, why would you want to be a country that's anti-Russia, also being connected to Russia? You see how it's ending. I don't know. I just don't understand wanting to join NATO.
Indeed. Let's go to your calls and thoughts here. We got Bad Slave, who says he's there now. Bad Slave, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yes, I am here. Thank you.
Go ahead. What's on your mind tonight?
Listen, Matt, are you familiar with the book Unintended Consequences?
Sure, yep.
That's a great book, and there's some good history in there about the ATF.
Yeah, that is an absolutely excellent book, and I would recommend anybody listening to this show pick up a copy of that for sure.
Who wrote it?
Well, there you go. Thank you.
Maybe back.
The whole business around the ATF, it wouldn't have existed if we didn't have prohibition.
That's
prohibition.
A fact.
Went through and destroyed all kinds of the country, and then said, oh well, we made a mistake. Prohibition's bad. We got to get rid of it. And so they had actually two constitutional amendments to make that progress. They don't do it for anything else anymore.
That's
but
right.
The fact is they had a whole G-man force to enforce the prohibition, and so they just created the MFA.
What's that? What's, yes, tell us
about that. Or the NFA.
The NFA.
National Firearms Act.
Yes. And then they went ahead and used the G-men for prohibition to go ahead and prohibit machine guns.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that's what government's always done too. They'll create a problem and then they'll use it to magnify other things that they want to push through. So you end up with an NFA, you end up with an ATF, you end up with an FBI, you wind up with various revenue officers, and the IRS came
and
about.
None of that is authorized.
No,
by the Constitution.
Yeah. The Constitution doesn't authorize any of that. But also, if you hearken back to the words of the great Lysander Spooner, he said the Constitution has either allowed the government we have or been powerless to prevent it. Either way, it's unfit to exist. So people, I don't like hearing people talk about the Constitution too much because it's just a false sense of security. Yeah, it's a crappy piece of paper. It gives people a false sense of security, and it does not do what they think it does. It's very, very ineffective at doing what they think it does, at least. And people should rely on it so much.
Certainly no doubt about that.
Ben Slate, thanks.
And,
go ahead.
Well, the other thing is there is you can get a PDF of that book.
I would recommend grabbing a hard copy of that one, or at least
is this the one by John Ross.
John Ross, yeah, it's available on Amazon or anywhere for peanuts. It's worth every penny.
Well, some of them are $150 and stuff like that.
Yeah, the first edition hardcovers and so forth. Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, it looks like the paperback is $50. So yeah, this thing is definitely out of print. You are probably going to have to get a used copy.
$15 for my.
If they're spending, thank you by the way, Bad Slate, for the call. If you're spending $50 on a paperback, there's no way in hell that's a brand new printing, right? It says it's new, but it's got to be limited, right? Like, that must be quote-unquote new in that it's, obviously books don't come shrink-wrapped or anything like that. So, good luck. They're in stock, but you're going to pay quite a bit for this.
I can't believe that. I'm going to check eBay instead. I don't
see a Kindle option. Used prices go down to about $38 on this thing. So
maybe they're just trying to censor it on Amazon.
Maybe it's just a really popular book lately.
Yeah, it's here. You can get it.
Well,
it's
but why isn't it Kindle? Why is there no Kindle version?
They haven't made it. I mean, somebody has to take the time.
I bet somebody has done that somewhere.
Ian read a book into audiobook at one point, and I listened to that whole thing. It was fantastic, but I bet that was a lot of work for
the
you.
The Market for Liberty.
I started to read that book, too. It's a good book, but I didn't know Ian did that.
The publisher, whoever the publisher is of this book, would have to create that Kindle edition and then make it available. And it's probably not that hard to do, but they just haven't done it. So maybe that's because they're making big money selling them at $50 a piece in soft cover. Let's go to Richard. He's calling us from New Mexico. You're on Free Talk Live, Richard.
Yes, I appreciate you taking my call.
Yes, sir.
Every night on the news, it comes out that they're pushing not only a booster shot, but now the last few nights they've been pushing getting a second booster shot. And apparently the people that are recommending this shot are the two companies, Moderna and Pfizer, that are manufacturing most of the COVID vaccines. Now, with my police background, law enforcement, government agency background, I'm getting rather suspicious of these people pushing this because the government, the last I knew, was paying these companies $40 a shot for all the COVID virus shots. And I feel like these companies, Moderna and Pfizer, are in it to push this so they can push their profit.
Absolutely. There's no doubt about it. They're making big, big money on this COVID thing. And because the vaccines aren't that effective, they wear off, according to their own advocates now. Remember, they said they were 100% effective when they first came out. And then it was like 98%, then it was 90%, and then it was 80%, and then, it's less less than 40% effective.
I don't know how you stayed on it that much. I cannot listen to one word those clowns say.
The narrative, well, I didn't stay on it. Somebody came up with a clip.
Yeah, that's how I saw it.
Of like a 2-minute long clip.
Starts off with Joe Biden saying, you take the shot, you're not going to get sick.
Right. And then it also says it's 100% effective, and then it's clips of all these people in the media saying what percent effective it is over time. You can see as time
like,
goes on.
I mean, I don't know. Maybe some scientists can determine something as 90% effective. Like month to month, I feel like there's no possible way for them to be able to actually get a number. Oh, it's 90% effective.
It's just lies.
It's just lies.
They're just lying. And then as more people realize they can still get sick under this thing, they have to change the number. Right? So just say the number that you think people are going to buy is basically what it is. So I agree with you, Richard, because whenever they say, oh, okay, well, now that we've had as many people get the 2 shots as we can push on them, well, the companies still need to make more money, so let's push a 3rd shot and a 4th shot and a 5th shot. And, of course, as you pointed out, Richard, and thank you for the call tonight, every shot means those companies are getting paid all over again. And that means tens of billions of dollars per round. And so, of course, they have the incentive to keep going. Remember, there was the Project Veritas video that came out, I think, last week, where the FDA official person that they caught on hidden camera said, oh, yeah, Biden wants to have a yearly shot. That's just a thing they intend to roll out at some point. Is okay, well, if you want to keep up with COVID, you got to get a yearly shot. Now, he was saying they intend to force it on people. And how they're going to do that is not clear. They, you know, it's just a guy having dinner with the Project Veritas undercover agent. So he's just spilling his guts to her.
And he might be trying to sound cool or something, like he knows things that the government doesn't want you to know.
Could be.
I'll have to look for that. I don't think I saw that.
Check out Project Veritas. It's they had a second video coming out, and they may have already released that. We just might not have seen it with the same guy.
Oh.
Yeah, with the same guy. So we're gonna keep you in the loop as all of these things develop. You're, of course, always welcome to join us every single night here on Free Talk Live. The People's Convoy continuing across the United States. We'll keep an eye on that as the week goes on here. And there's just so much to talk about, so much interesting stuff in the news. Best of luck to the people in Ukraine, because not only are they up against the Russian government, but they're now up against their own government gang, which is now forcing the men to stay in the country and likely intends to force them into military service so they can die.
Forget about it.
For no reason whatsoever.
Hard pass.
All right, we'll see you tomorrow night. Online in the meantime, freetalklive.com.
The first 10 amendments to our country's Constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com. From there, you can learn more about what's happening. You may click follow, share, give, and pray. I'm Vincent Finelli. The first 10 amendments to our country's Constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com. From there, you can learn more about what's happening. You may click follow, share, give, and pray. I'm Vincent Finelli.